You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL, and I am joined by Phil Cameron and Mary Allen Hanna, and we are here to talk about the 2017 EcoFair. It is put on by Energy Conservation Works, and it's this Saturday, May 13th, from noon to 5 at the base of Snow King. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, Vernon.
Now, what is the overall goal of the EcoFair?
As the host of EcoFair, Energy Conservation Works, proudly supports sustainable living in the Tetons, and that's what the event's really about, celebrating what we are doing, educating the community about what they can do, and then arming everyone who attends with the information that they can take home and take action with.
Now, how is this event made possible?
Well, Energy Conservation Works is the host organization, and our Joint Powers Board is the main sponsor, but we have sponsorship and support from a variety of community members and partnering organizations. Mary Allen with Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling today can talk about their role, both as a partner at the event and a sponsor. But we have a number of different sponsors. Teton County, Jacksonville Travel and Tourism Board, Teton Conservation District are the examples of our title sponsors. But the event's not possible without the support of the community. And we're truly appreciative for that, that we're able to carry this tradition forward.
Now, this might be a general question, but I think it's the overall concept of the EcoFair. What are some ways that we can reduce our carbon footprint as the town of Jackson?
Sure. As citizens of this great community, there's a lot of things that are right at our disposal, immediate actions we can take. Mary Allen talked a little bit about the waste stream side of things and how we model this event as a zero waste event. But Energy Conservation Works, if you visit with us, we'll give you immediate steps that you can take to reduce how much energy you use in your home. You have the opportunity to utilize some great modes of transportation every day here, whether it's the Start Bus, the Great Pathway System, or the Great Sidewalk System that the town maintains. We'll also have information there about the new bike share program that Energy Conservation Works launched in partnership with Start and Friends of Pathways, so how you can get on board with that program. And then we'll have alternative fuel vehicle information. There's no lack of opportunities, and this is a green power event. So it's 100% powered with local renewable energy. And everybody who attends has the opportunity to sign up for that program through our great electrical cooperative, Lower Valley Energy.
Now, you just mentioned it, but this event, last year it was a zero waste green event, and this year it will be so as well. How does that work, Marion?
Yeah, we're really excited to have EcoFair participating again as a Zero Waste Green event. That is a program that stems from our RRR Business Leaders program at Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling. And this program just highlights great zero waste and reduce, reuse, recycle practices and principles around the community. The events are a new arm of this program that just started last year. EcoFair was our inaugural member, and they did a great job of using things like reusable plates and cups and reminding people to throw away as little as possible and reduce and reuse, even when they're having fun, even when they're out at a community event.
So if you want to drink the libations, you need to bring your own cup. Is that right?
That's right. And there will also be reusable cups for rent at the event that you can use if you forget yours.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Phil Cameron and Mary Allen Hanna about the 2017 EcoFair that's happening this Saturday from noon to 5 at the base of Snow King. What will Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling's role be at the EcoFair, and what other organizations are going to be represented there?
Sure. So I can speak to our booth. You can always recognize our booth at EcoFair because we have the big brown yard waste bags that everybody needs for spring cleanup, which is going on concurrently with EcoFair weekend. So come and get yard waste bags if you haven't gotten those yet. And you can use those to clean up your yard and put those out by the curb on Monday, May 15th. Also at our booth, we'll be talking about, of course, recycling and reducing and reusing. We'll have experts there come and ask us all of your questions, everything about cereal boxes and salad containers and what can and can't be recycled and how we can help you. Another thing we've been doing at EcoFair that's been a big success is we're collecting small electronics. So at the recycling center, we take everything from the tiniest cell phone to the largest old tube TV. But at EcoFair, we take laptop-sized electronics or smaller for no fee. So bring those down to our booth, and we'll be happy to get those recycled for you. I know that next to us or near us at the event will be Grand Teton National Park. And they are in a partnership with Subaru to sponsor a zero landfill initiative in the park. So they'll be talking about waste diversion and similar topics nearby. And Phil, I think there's some other great organizations participating this year.
Yeah, happy to mention a few other important partnerships. Habitat for Humanity and the Restore will be there operating some children's activities and doing some upcycled art installations. So carrying that reduce, reuse, recycle concept forward in how we deal with some of our items, you know, in the downstream sense.
Also, an organization that I volunteer for, Whole Food Rescue, will be there, mm-hmm. and we're going to be having our smoothie bike, and then we'll also have some snacks from rescued food.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, there's so many interesting examples and demonstrations that are going on there. We'll be there partnered with Lower Valley Energy, providing free energy-efficient light bulbs to Lower Valley Energy members. Our partners at the town of Jackson and Teton County will be represented talking about a variety of initiatives from energy efficiency and sustainability to, you know, health and safety. The Raptor Center, as always, will be a fixture of the event, and they'll have some of their great denizens, recovering raptors there for everybody in the community to see and learn more about.
And now, you mentioned something about a sustainability award that you're going to be awarding at the Eco Fair.
Yeah, we're really excited. Along with a number of community members and supporters, we're launching the first inaugural Andy Tyson Leadership Award in Sustainability, the Atlas Award. Honors the body of work and the life of Andy Tyson, who was one of the founding owners of Creative Energies, who tragically died in a plane accident related to his work installing a remote solar installation in northern Idaho. But Andy embodied thoughtful living, a prowess with being efficient, really at the forefront of promoting renewable energy in this region. But he had his influence in so many other areas of sustainability. So we'll be recognizing the first recipient of the award, along with Andy's wife and business partner. It's just an exciting time because Andy was involved with every Eco Fair from their inception. He was critical to energy conservation work's success. And if you look around the valley, he was more than likely involved in any solar project that you look at here. So we're excited to carry his legacy forward through the event while also honoring what so many members of our community are doing through their actions and through their personal and professional choices.
Now, will there be any other live demonstrations at EcoFair?
Yeah, we'll have a number of different kids' activities. I mentioned that Habitat for Humanity upcycling demonstration, and I know that the partnership with Grand Teton National Park and JH Public Art will be working on a public art installation that'll have some public involvement. We'll have some great fixtures, the JH2O bottle filling station that was a growth out of the Leadership Jackson Hole program and the now incorporated with Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling, encourage people to pick up a reusable bottle and put water in it rather than looking at a single-use bottle. And one other point to add, if you have any questions about the event, you can visit jacksonecofair.org. It'll have information about the event itself and the myriad other things going on this week and this weekend related to spring cleanup, town cleanup, and town yard waste pickup.
Once again, the 2017 Eco Fair is this Saturday, May 13th from noon to 5 at the base of Snow King. Keep your dial set on 89.1 KHOL Jackson.